This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
98.9 FM Murray Country. Now we have the amazing Dr. Jonathan on the line to give us our daily COVID update. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Any donuts, rifles and cannabis being incentives, mate, for getting the vaccine, because America's really outdone himself this morning.
Yeah, that does sound classically American to do. you probably want to think about with your incentives, what's the other health effects that you're having with some of those ones. But
it doesn't matter as long as they get the vaccine. So
that's it. The short term.
All three of those things probably kill you at some stage. So it's probably not a good thing.
But look, I think incentives are something that you can think about. If they work, they work. You know, they're not going to get someone who's completely against a vaccine to go out and get one. But if it gets people thinking about it at least, and then looking into it and, informing themselves, then I'm all for it.
I know it's a little bit left field what we're talking about, but what would is money, like we've already had a chat about it being money here in Australia. Do you reckon that's the way to go?
Yeah, I mean, there's pros and cons about it, isn't there? Because you don't really want to punish people as in not they don't get something because they didn't get the vaccine. Reality is that there are going to be consequences and things that happen if you're not vaccinated in terms of the long term. So I think, I mean, the main incentive I would think is the benefit to yourself for protecting yourself from COVID, because it's going to be, as we've talked about, it's going to be an infection that's out about in the community. It's not going to be like it is in Queensland forever.
We'll just give out ribbons. We'll just give out first prize and then participation. If you
the people
it.
That don't like needles will just be like the good try or whatever ribbons that they get. How is our state looking today?
Yeah, good. No new local cases yesterday. I don't think any cases yesterday. So we're still keeping an eye out for these double donut. speaking of donut, the truck drivers that had the test, but they still haven't put up any contact tracing locations on the website for Queensland Health. So I suspect that their level of concern is pretty low for that those cases. Across the country, though, down New South Wales had a record number again yesterday, so it had looked like maybe it was slipping back a bit, but not really. So I think they're in for that long haul and really hoping vaccination rates improve. Well, not improve, but, get them across the line in a couple of months' time.
Now, last night there was an announcement, or yesterday lunchtime there was an announcement that no interstate travel. Can you elaborate on to everyone who hasn't heard about that yet of what is the case of that?
Yeah, so we have been having people from down south or across anywhere in Australia being able to come, and if they're from a hotspot, they need to hotel quarantine, just like if you've come from overseas. And obviously that there's a lot of people who have been coming up from down south, either people have gone from Queensland or people from New South Wales who have a legitimate reason to come up here. I think moving has been a reason if they're moving, and there's been a lot of that, interstate moving. So, but that's put a lot of pressure on the hotel quarantine system, and they've had to sort of open up new hotels and, get them ready. And there's just risk associated with that each time you do it. And the more people that you have in hotel quarantine, the bigger the risk of a case jumping out of it. So I think they've just, Queensland government or health have decided it's just too much pressure and risk at the moment, so they've had to put a hold on those interstate people coming in from hotspots.
Okay. Obviously a really big day for Sydney yesterday. I think I seen something like 999 cases in a day. Is that correct?
929, I think it was.
Sorry. Yeah. A bit of GST on that.
That's all we today's cases.
but it was in the 900s, correct, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So, sort of spread out. There's cases in regional areas as well as Sydney. So if you kind of look, the ABC published some graphs on the different suburbs, and it's kind of not that it's really gone hugely from one place to another. I mean, there has been movement around, but It's certainly growing cases in lots of different suburbs and LGAs.
Now, I heard that they've said 10 weeks for the border. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that was the kind of minimum that's going to be what it is, and then be revised at that point. And it is a little bit hard to know what will be happening. That is a decent amount of time away. But as always a bit cautious. So I think you'd consider that a minimum time.
All right, Dr. Jonathan, thank you so much. Appreciate it. If you're looking for any donut rifles and cannabis, that's America, not here in Australia, by the way. Just a disclaimer. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, mate, for Ash Friday.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.